Since you are new to the whole BDSM thing and curious about bondage, I suggested we start off slow and incorporate some familiar things into the first go-round. During a conversation, you reveal a desire to be restrained and nervously suggest things like satin, silk, and lace. All right, how do you feel about only having your hands or wrists restrained and maybe some sensual sensation play? Maybe pleasant scents or fluffy stuffed animals and soft silk or cotton dragged across your skin while being blindfolded. That sounds like it could be really nice, you say with relief in your voice. After a few more moments of talking, you feel comfortable with light bondage and sensual sensation play. However, before play starts, I tell you that I won't start until we agree on a safe word. Something that can be said to stop the play at any time by either of us if something seems off or doesn't feel right. I like to use the traffic light system. Green for go, everything is good. Yellow for slow down, check in, something doesn't feel right. Red for stop, everything stops immediately, and we discuss what is going on and work out how to keep it from happening again, I say. That seems simple enough, you say. We pull out silk, satin, and lace. Then you choose the satin ties to be used, and you choose a citrus mint massage oil while I put on some relaxing music. All right, sit on the edge of the bed and face me with your hands out, I say. You do that, and I tie your hands together in front of you and make a bow on the top of your wrists so you could reach it with your mouth and undo it if you wanted to. Now you are a present that I get to unwrap. Insert maniacal laugh here, I mock. Rolling your eyes, you reply, "So it's like that, huh?" "Yes, yes it is," I say, smiling. I pick up another satin bondage tie and ask, "Are you ready for the blindfold now?" "Yes," you reply, confidently, while nodding your head in the affirmative and smiling. I place the blindfold over your eyes and make another bow at the back of your head. "Another bow, eh?" you ask, chuckling. "Yes, absolutely. I told you that you are my present after all," I respond, also laughing a bit. I open the eucalyptus essential oil and hold it under your nose briefly, and you ask, "Tea tree oil?" "No, eucalyptus," I correct you. I put that back, then pick up the tea tree oil and hold that under your nose. "That's the tea tree oil, isn't it?" you say. "Yes, yes it is," I say, smiling. "Do I get a prize for guessing correctly?" you ask excitedly. Quietly, I think for a moment before saying, "What kind of prize?" "Seven kisses," you say after some thought. "Why seven kisses?" I ask, puzzled. "Because tea tree has seven letters, obviously," you reply quickly, as if I should have figured that out on my own. I lean close to your left ear and whisper, "You get a kiss here before kissing your ear." Working my way down your neck a little, I move in front of you and say, "And here," before kissing you on the throat, causing you to shiver. Then I pick up the lace and drag it across your hands, working my way up your arms to the hem of your short sleeves. "On the right ear," I say before kissing your right ear. kiss on the forehead. "Here," I say. "Kiss your nose. Here," I say, causing you to laugh. "Kiss you on the chin. Here," I say, before finally kissing you on the lips. That was 7 kisses, the number you asked for, unless I miscounted, I finish. "Not what I was expecting, but nice," you say with a smile on your face and joyful tone to your voice. I sit on the bed next to you and ask, "How are you doing, sweetie?" "Great," you say. Laughing, I reply with, "Give me a color, honey." "Oh, right, green," you say enthusiastically and very quickly. You reach for me with your wrists still tied and rub my belly and down to my hip. I kiss you, and your hands move to my crotch over my pants, caressing my erection. I moan, and you break the kiss to say, "You are enjoying this as much as I am. Admit it." I kiss you deeply and moan a little before saying in a teasing way, "No, don't. Stop." You laugh and then kiss me again. I want to unwrap my present now. I moan into your mouth. If I am your present and you get to unwrap me, that makes you my present and I get to unwrap you, you say, matter-of-fact tone to your voice. I think that sounds fair. I respond before adding, I'm thinking it would be best for me to unwrap you first, so you have easier use of your hands. Unless you want the challenge of unwrapping me while being blindfolded with your wrists bound, I joke. Good idea, you reply. I kiss you again, then say, I'm taking the blindfold off now, before removing the blindfold, so you are ready. I remove the blindfold and you kiss me on the nose. Payback for all the teasing I have been enduring, you say, smiling. Seems fair, I laugh, then undo the bow at your wrists and undo the tie completely. Let's see here. Bows go on top of wrapping paper, so this comes next, I say while pulling up your shirt from the bottom hem, as you raise your arms above your head, giggling. The shirt comes completely off, revealing a black bra with another bow. You raise your butt and unbutton your pants so they can be pulled down. I do that and matching panties with another bow are revealed. More bows. You are trying to seduce me now, I say. You straddle my lap, facing me, and wrap your legs around my waist and your arms around my shoulders. Grinding your crotch against mine, you kiss me before saying, I don't have to try very hard. You, however, are very hard, you say as my cock twitches, and you reach down to the hem of my shirt, pulling it up and off as I raise my arms. You kiss me again before standing up, pulling me up with you. You unfasten my belt and unbutton my jeans. I slip out of my thong sandals so you can slide my pants down, and I step out of them. You see the pre-cum making a damp spot on my underwear. I haven't found any bows. Does that mean I need to stop unwrapping my present? You ask with a sad face and sexy quiver in your voice, trying to keep a straight face. We laugh together and I undo your bra and slip it off of you. While caressing your beautiful boobs, I kiss your lips. I pull down my underwear a little and gently massage my balls. I groan my appreciation and you moan into my mouth. Our tongues swirl around the insides of each other's mouths as our hands grope for the waistbands of underwear, caressing and teasing the waistbands before we give one last appreciative caress over the underwear as lust builds within us both, and we tumble into bed laughing, kissing and tugging each other's underwear off. I slide your panties down your thighs first, kissing down your legs as I go, sending shudders through you. I toss them and they land on the top of the rest of your clothes. You pull down my underwear next, kissing and caressing my inner thighs and teasing me with sensual caresses as you move along my body. Pulling my underwear down slowly, you tease me with a few caresses on my thigh with one hand as the other pulls my underwear all the way off, throwing them on the floor. You kiss your way back up my body, teasing me by not touching my cock. You caress my legs and thighs, move past my waist entirely and kiss me on the mouth while laying on top of me, straddling me, teasing one last time by rubbing your pussy along my shaft before guiding my cock into you as we both groan with pleasure as you begin slowly moving. You slide down my shaft and grind into me, getting yourself off. You shudder and twitch with an intense orgasm. As you grind into me, riding through your orgasm, I come deep inside you, thrusting up into you and grasping your thighs, pulling you down onto me as you fall forward, collapsing onto my chest. I wrap my arms around your waist and back while you kiss me and we moan into each other. Laying there like that for a time while we recover, caressing each other, we kiss and cuddle. So, who is the massage oil for? You whisper softly in my ear, after you catch your breath. Kissing you, I say, I meant to treat you to a massage, and now you have wiped me out. Give me a moment, and I will give you a much-deserved massage, okay? You stay here and relax while I get the oil, you say while getting up, and I protest. Unable to get up at the moment, I lazily reach for you as you walk away, calling out, "No, it's not necessary. You need more cuddles, right?" Returning moments later, you correct me, "You mean we need massages and cuddles and snuggles, oh my." "Right, all that, yes," I say, adding, "and kisses too."